Today's gospel comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 12th chapter. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Friend, who sent me to be the judge and arbitrator over you?" And Jesus said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And then Jesus told a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and I will build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And then I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, drink, eat, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I invite the children who wish to go out to the creation station an opportunity to head out. So when I think of this man in conversation with Jesus, I hear this song going through my head. Ryan, would you do the screen? Sing it with me. Me, me, me. That's what it's all about. 'Cause I love me and you love me. Everybody loves me, me, me. Everybody sing and shout. 'Cause I'm what it's all about. It's about me, me. It's about me, me, me. Now, that's still the same catchy tune, but it has a much less appealing message. Did you hear that looking out for me, me, me in today's gospel text? The man goes to Jesus and says, "Jesus, tell my brother to give me my inheritance." Jesus most definitely did hear this. And he replies with a story about a rich fool. The land produced abundantly. So I pulled down my barns. I built new ones. I will store my grains. I will relax and dream and be merry. It's about me, me, me. Now, this text does not talk about caring for crops, being a good steward of resources, and even enjoying life being a bad thing. But it does draw attention to the focus of our hearts, the focus on our minds, and when humanity's focus turns from loving God and their neighbors to the, "It's about me, me, me." The focus of, "I did this. I did it for myself, for me alone. Look out for number one, join me. It's about me, me." This is where blessing of abundance or privilege becomes less a blessing and more a curse or a challenge. When our focus turns away from God and who God created us to be, beloved, called, and sent to love God and love our neighbors. When humanity focuses, turns onto the, "It's about me, me, me," and my good works, we lose focus on the source of our blessings. We lose focus of the source of our lives. We lose focus. And when it's about me and what I have done or earned or think I deserve. That's when we as humans become hyperprotective, hyperfocused on me and my stuff. That's when we become fearful of what I may lose, and this me focus becomes anxiety producing, fearful, and burdensome. We turn from living lives of blessing into lives of fear of losing what we already have or what we think we deserve. It steals our joy and our peace. This about me focus takes us away from the goodness of God, from freedom as beloved children of God, and our call to love God and love and care for our neighbors. So what does this look like? Some of you have heard about the story Noah Part 2. A week ago when we were on the mission trip, we got caught in a flash flood. And when I mean caught in the flash flood, I mean driving down roads that we could have swam in. Our cars were fine, we were fine, we got turned around, I would say just in the nick of time. We pulled over into an assisted living, and as we're pulling over, and Lucas and I are looking at each other from car to car, trying to make plans, and Job is in the midst, and I look over my eyes, and I'm seeing the water rise rapidly. And I looked at Lucas and Joe, and I said, no plan, plan is to get to higher ground. And we turned around and we took off. We got to higher ground, made a plan to get to the church. Amanda was on her phone going, these roads look good. So she's directing us as we're driving. We get to church. We're like, oh, we're almost there. We're almost there. We could see the church. Yay! Uh-oh. There stood a big red fire truck with its lights going. Why? There was knee-deep water in the parking lot and on the road to get into the church. And in our minds, we said something like, oh, for pity's sakes. And turned around. Right, Amanda? That was about a direct quote. And we turned around and we headed for higher ground. So we pulled into Quick Trip, and I called a friend, and we had a place to go. And there was a little bit of nervousness and a little bit of excitement, I think, going on in the van behind me. a little. And we pulled in, and I said, okay, we have a plan. We contacted the church. They were working on theirs. We were unsure what was happening. And it's like, okay, we're getting these kids to higher ground. So I got in the van to explain to them what we were going to do. First of all, we were going to feed and water them. So we sent them into Quick Trip and said, you get one snack and one treat. Go. When we're done talking, you can go get that. Then we had a plan to go to another church, to First in Sioux Falls, and we hung out there. But the kids had this look of panic on their faces. And I said, okay, here's our, and it was, I need this and this, and what about this, and I need this, and I need this, boop, 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 boop. And I looked at them and I said, our first priority is safe and dry. But I need my meds, but I need my charger, but I need my iPhone, but my iPad, but my favorite sweatshirt's in there, what if that's underwater, and what, okay, and now to be honest, I'm not just throwing the kids under the bus, your pastor was driving the car going, what about the car, what about the van, are we going to make it through, so, you know, that's a normal response, what about me, we all calmed down, we had a tour of First Lutheran Church, and the church called, and they said, your rooms are dry, your rooms are fine. Give us a couple hours so we can clean up the mess that is there. We get back, and we start processing the evening with highs and lows. And it started like I'd expect it to do. My high was, we went and served at the banquet this morning. That was really cool. My high was we went to Wild Wild West. My low was Noah Part 2. And that was so scary because what if I would have lost my favorite sweatshirt? And what if? and we were all tired. It was late. And I don't know if the other adults in the room were getting as discouraged as I was about the what if, what if, what if. And then one little teenage voice said this, "Pastor, they said half the people we served this morning were homeless. What happens to them during something like this?" Now, they were already shocked from the morning when they saw people bringing milk crates full of their possessions, of all they had, into for breakfast. And what if they lost all they had this morning? Do you know can you guess where our highs and lows went? It moved from anxiety, fear, panicked. It moved from, it's about me, 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 to love and care for our neighbor. And with that came love and also peace. And by the end, there was even a little bit of joy and laughter before they went to bed. And about the story of, well, the youth gathering kids had the storm that sent them to Des Moines. Now this group has Noah Part 2. This does not need to be a high school trip tradition. Making that loud and clear, putting it out to God, putting it out to you all. It does not need to be a tradition. But it became a source of joy and a story that we're going to have. Did you notice the switch? Did you notice the change? The change went from, sing it with me, it's about, to love, love, love. That's what it's all about. Peace. Love, peace, peace. Peace, peace, peace. That's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other. Mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout. 'Cause that's what it's all about. It's about peace, peace, peace. Joy. Joy, joy, joy. That's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other. Mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout. 'Cause that's what it's all about. It's about joy, joy, joy. It's about joy, joy, joy. Amen. Let's join together in our sermon hymn.
In solidarity with all creation, we join our voice to the voice of the whole church and pray for the needs of the world. Renew in your church a perspective of life beyond worldly pursuits. Build an enthusiasm to embrace life in Christ so that Christ, the life of the world, is revealed to everyone. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Speak wisdom to any in positions of power, that they cease practices of divisiveness, insult, and oppression. Clothe all people in your image and establish equity and peace. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Reveal your loving presence in the lives of people suffering hunger and need, illness and grief, pain and fear, especially Kim and Al, Carl and Mary, Alice, Bill and family, Eric and family, Dan, Julianne, Carlene, Ginger, Brent and Dawn, Janet, Dan, Erica and Christian, Carl, Will, Morgan, Steve, Ruth, Allison and family, Gwen and family, Sandy and family, Michelle, Dinah, Karen, Kathy, Patty, Jack, Ginger, Norman, George, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Give strength to those who give care and equip them with compassion as they make your love known, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Trusting in your loving kindness, we place our prayer and hope in you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to please rise and share a sign of peace as you are comfortable. Peace. I invite you to be seated as we continue our worship with a time of giving back to God and God's work through our offerings. Here at Hosanna, we receive two offerings every Sunday. One is in our gold plate, which goes toward the business of the church and the budget and keeping our ministry alive and vibrant. The second is a pink bucket. And this is a bucket where we invite you to throw a buck or two into the bucket. And we send it out with a worshiper to take that envelope of money and be a blessing in the world during this week. And then come back the following week and share who and how they bless somebody with this money. I believe Marlis had the money this week, so we invite Marlis to come forward.
Well, Jean and I were talking about, you know, we should maybe think about doing blessing bucks again. And I said, well, I've thought of something that I would like to use it for. And he goes, so have I. And we both looked at each other and went, honor flight. Mm. North Star honor flight. Now, I was first introduced to it when they had the first one out of here, out of Rochester. And I thought it was a good deal. I didn't know how often they were doing it. Then our sister-in-law's father, who was a World War II vet, got to do it from Fargo, North Dakota. This past summer, we knew two Vietnam vets that went. One of them was our brother-in-law, Pete, and the other is Dick Dahl from our congregation. And I heard good things about them from that. So I contacted the Honor Flight, and the only way they do it is if you put yours in the mail and send it to them. And I said, no, I want to. I sent him a note and said, listen, we get cash. I want to do a cash donation. So you tell me how to get together with you guys, and we'll make it happen. It hasn't happened yet, but we're going to. So $182 is going to be handed to one of the members from the Honor Flight Committee, and it will be used. And and if you're interested, all you need to do is go to northstarhonorflight.org, and on their page, which I have up right here, there is an apply here. So if you are a veteran and are interested in applying, please do so. I think it's well worth the time and effort, and that's where our money is going to, $182 from last week.
I'm going to speak a little more of a word about the Honor Flight. Oh, a few years, God, the kids were little, I had the privilege of being my dad's chaperone on the flight. And it was an amazing trip, to say the least, and to watch people come and express gratitude for his service and the service to those gathered. Dick, I'm assuming you experienced some of that too. Was just beautiful and humbling. And I will agree and restate what Marla said. If you are a vet and you've served, check this out and consider saying yes to the trip, because it is an amazing once-in-a-lifetime trip. And to experience the airplane flight with all these vets from all the different branches of the government and listening to their stories. Those of you who know my dad probably aren't going to be surprised if I tell you he doesn't talk much about when he served. I know that might be surprising to you. He's a man of so many words. But if you have questions about the Honor Flight, he'd probably share some of his experiences there. But it was a pleasure and a joy to see my dad and all these men honored and experiencing so much gratitude. So take that opportunity. Thank you for bringing that to our attention through Blessing Bucks. Do we have someone who wants to do Blessing Bucks this week? Lucas? All right. Sounds good. Let us give to God and our God's work through our offerings.